The Onion is a satirical newspaper that calls itself America's finest news source. But with a popular website and a free tabloid version, it may be the planet's most widely read humor publication. The Onion was founded in Madison, Wisconsin in the late 1980s, but the paper's band of 30-something writers is now based in New York City. John Kalish tells the story of the people behind the headlines.
At first glance, The Onion looks like a regular newspaper until you start paying closer attention. Then you'll notice absurd stories with a political focus, like new Fox reality show to determine ruler of Iraq, and stories that are just absurd, like Yankees ensure 2003 pennant by signing every player in baseball. The heart of The Onion is funny headlines, but staff writer Maria Schneider says people who assume The Onion workplace is a laugh riot would be disappointed.
It's really non-zany. If we were madcap and zany, we'd never get anything done, you know? I mean, we go through these damn ideas lists every week, you know, and figure out what the hell we think is funny.
Yes, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Action figure disfigured.
No.
Retard clueless.
No. Yay.
Drug dealer's mom constantly paging him.
Larry King broadcast consonant-free show.
Guy with no band thinks up 50th really awesome name for band.
Even MTV VJ, not exactly sure where they got him.
We never repeat ourselves.
Never!
The Onion's office in Manhattan has a series of clocks showing different time zones, but they all happen to be in Wisconsin. The satirical newspaper's Wisconsin roots run deep. Most of the editorial staff attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Senior writer Todd Hansen, who wears silver polish on his fingernails and has a long-running case of depression, had a brief undergraduate career.
I attended the UW-Madison from 1986 to 1986.
Another Onion writer who went to college in Madison is farm boy John Cruson. He has a post-it note on his computer monitor that says, "John, where's the couch?" Colleagues describe Cruson as the manly man of the Onion staff.
I have shot an animal and I've eaten it later. And I like messing around with internal combustion engines. And I am a slavish devotee of the finest and most noble team in sports, the mighty Green Bay Packers.
Cruson worked at the same liquor store in Madison as Onion writer Joe Garden, whose humorous sale signs brought him to the attention of the Onion.
There was a picture of a brain that I had painted, and it said frontal lobe, baccal lobe, and then another arrow pointing Michelobe, and then an arrow pointed to the inside that says squiggly bits which defy modern science.
Another Onion writer was discovered in a similar fashion. Someone at the paper noticed the phony flyers Carol Cold put up, poking fun at the protest culture on the Madison campus, and asked her to try her hand at writing Onion headlines. Kolb, who is now the Onion's senior editor, was working in a psychiatric ward at the time.
We all have a very working class background. We're the sort of people where it didn't really occur to us that you would go somewhere and do an internship and get a job in the entertainment industry. You didn't even have the 6 months or years worth of money to go somewhere and not work. You just had to work.
All of us have worked minimum wage jobs.
Again, senior writer Todd Hansen.
Almost all of us have had to clean a grease trap at some point in our lives. All of us have known what it's like to just be a guy who's really looking forward for the next 20 minutes to go by so he can get his 15 minutes in the break room. We've all been there, and I don't think that's necessarily true of many of the people who work for television or media.
Hansen says that in addition to the similar work backgrounds, the Onion writers share an outsider's take on the media. The writers are all between the ages of 30 and 35. Most have worked at the paper for at least 10 years. They like to portray themselves as a bunch of friends who came together like a rock band. Again, writer John Cruson.
I can't imagine making comedy with people that I haven't known a long time. You know? So. But as horribly annoying and intrusive as it can be sometimes to work here, it works.
John, you gotta get out of the building. It's on fire.
Building's on fire again. Anyway, it's difficult working with your friends, especially those who like to start fires all the time.
That camaraderie is an essential ingredient in The Onion's success, according to Amy Poehler, a cast member of Saturday Night Live and a regular reader of The Onion.
The Onion is people doing exactly what they like, only what they find funny, with their friends. And that's why that paper is so great, and that's why that comedy is so great. It's, hey, we're doing stuff we really, really think is funny, we make each other laugh, and people kind of come to them.
People in the entertainment industry have noticed and approached The Onion with a variety of projects. The writers already have a best-selling and award-winning book, Our Dumb Century, under their belts, and they've considered proposals for TV projects. They've completed a screenplay for a comedy to be produced by David Zucker, a fellow Wisconsinite and the man behind the Naked Gun flicks. They also turn stories from The Onion into radio spots.
It's The Onion Radio News. Denny's introduces just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat. This is Doyle Redland reporting.
The quality of The Onion's comedy writing prompted one late-night TV show to make a standing job offer to any member of The Onion staff. But so far, no one has accepted it. Onion editor Robert Siegel says for the time being, the writers want to stay where they are.
Sort of like a Supreme Court appointment, you know, it's sort of an appointment for life when you get a job here, which is why there's not a lot of turnover. I mean, you really have to screw up to lose your job here. It's a hard place to get fired from.
That loyalty runs both ways. Once again, Onion writer John Crewson.
This is great. I love The Onion, and there will never be anything else as good as this. After this, I don't want to do comedy. I just want to do the whole Prospero thing and walk away. Just walk away. You know, that's it. I'm done.
Onion writers who leave the paper are not automatically replaced. New writers are selected from the small group of freelancers who pitch headlines to the paper. But those of you who aspire to write for The Onion, be forewarned. The paper hasn't taken in any new contributors for at least 3 years. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.